At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
A lot of, what would I call it? Anger, rage. Over this slush fund Trump set up to pay off his supporters, the January 6th folks, the rioters, the folks who beat the hell out of cops. Several things happened overnight. First, I want to play this piece from CBS's Scott McFarland. Listen.
A whopper of a court filing just now from about 36 retired former federal judges asking the court to intervene and stop this slush fund from proceeding without an investigation and calling into question whether Trump and his own Department of Justice and his own IRS colluded to deceive the court when they closed out Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS and gave birth to the slush fund. According to the court filing from the former federal judges, some of which has some pretty fiery language, they say the court was deceived by Trump, that the settlement that ended that lawsuit against the IRS, quote, commandeers the contrived sum of $1.776 billion from the U.S. Treasury. What's more, the former federal judges in their court filing argue the parties to this case, using the lawsuit between Trump against his IRS as legal justification for the actions they've taken, that this is not speculation, that the parties themselves have proclaimed it. They argue the settlement and the lawsuit was, quote, the product of collusion and is itself a fraud on the court.
And then there's this. This is the one that grabbed my attention, had me reaching out to one of the best attorneys and a friend, Phil DeLucente. Listen to this. The governor of California. Listen.
One thing that I think we're going to try to do with your support is tax 100%. Anyone from California that receives any of those funds, we want to tax 100%. Of those proceeds. And that's an action the state of California can take. It's an action we look forward to taking.
Man, he hates Trump. Man. Phil DeLucente, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm good, Morty. How are you?
Politics aside, my man, and that's what this is. He hates Trump. Obviously, this is vindictive and spiteful and hateful and all that stuff. Is this legal, sir?
So I think you have to look to the Constitution on something that's suggested by Governor Newsom. And although he has that je ne sais quoi, that quality nobody can describe,
yep.
He's very magnetic.
Charming. Yep, absolutely.
Yep. When you're imposing a tax, and this is really important, even if you use the lowest standard, Morty, you have to say, okay, is it rationally related to a legitimate government interest? And that's like the lowest standard that the courts will use. And the way it's already been conveyed, I don't know how it's going to be drafted up, but the way it's been conveyed, it sounds somewhat retaliatory.
Oh, yeah. And, Philly.
and you know, you folks out there, their parents always taught them two wrongs don't necessarily make a right. So if you're going to challenge the fund for weaponization of the Justice Department and relief that should be granted to persons that were prosecuted unfairly, you take that up in the courts. This will undoubtedly be challenged, and I think it will fail. And I say that prematurely, but if I did see actually the legislation that
yes.
they impose, but even if we were to take that lowest standard, you know, we're not like using the strict scrutiny test where it has to be direct, effective. That's just the lowest standard. And I can't see how it's rationally related to a legitimate government interest. And maybe other callers will say that they know, and maybe we'll get some constitutional experts, which I never claim to be. But I know enough that that is a little bit sounding retaliatory, in my opinion.
And is it legal? And it'll certainly be challenged in the courts, and that could take forever, Phil.
Yeah, it will take forever. And then you have to say to yourself, okay, what's the standard that they are going to use to impose this? Simply someone that receives money. And when governments – look – I get politics.
Yes.
I don't like it,
right.
But I get it. And I know that they say things and then other things actually happen. But this is sort of scary when you're playing around with tax. Everybody has to pay their tax, right? The old saying, you have to die and pay your taxes. Those are two things you have to do. But when you start to have governmental entities to suggest, just like our colonial ancestors, what was it? Taxation without representation. Well, here you have something a little bit different, right? You have a 100% tax that's being imposed upon persons who were allegedly deprived of their rights. So when we start to look at this, Marty, from the Constitution, because everybody likes to say it's unconstitutional. Well, what do you mean, Phil? Well, under the Fifth Amendment, it would violate someone's due process. You could also argue under the taking clause that it's taking something from somebody, especially an aggrieved party. Then you might even add in the supremacy clause. So there's a lot of challenges to this.
Hey, Phil, this is why I love Phil. This is the Anti-Weaponization Fund, and here's what I found. While he maintains the state is an action the state can take, the legality of such a targeted and extreme tax rate will face immediate and significant constitutional challenges. How about that? It will be implemented either through the state legislature or as a ballot measure for voters to decide. Potential hurdles, due process, and commerce clauses. California is prohibited from imposing taxes that violate these federal constitutional protections. Equal protection, a tax targeting a specific group based on their association or the source of their income, could be challenged under the 14th Amendment. Which bars discrimination against persons within a state's jurisdiction. And if the tax is seen as discriminating against individuals based on political affiliation or expressive association, it would face high scrutiny in federal courts. Boom, Phil, nailed it. Right?
Yeah. The due process, I did leave out the equal protection. That's probably one of the most valid. I should have probably led with that. That equal protection, because really what you're doing is you're targeting and you're not having persons being treated the same way. Now, look, just like the president, Gavin Newsom is playing to his base. But he and Josh Shapiro are the front runners for president of the United States.
Right on.
And I can tell you you know, that's where we're very lucky in this state to have Governor Shapiro, because he's a lawyer, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, he doesn't just say things, you know, off the cuff. He's very smart,
calculating,
and he would make sure that it would have the muster. I could say I'm going to be the next U.S. senator in the state of Pennsylvania. But what does that mean? How are you going to back it up? Who do you have for support? We could all say things, and everybody wants, right? We all want to be this and that.
Hey, Phil, but I wanted to throw this in there.
Listen
to this. To your point, California's constitution typically requires property and income to be taxed at a consistent percentage. A 100% rate on a specific fund is unprecedented and will conflict with existing state tax structures. In other words, Phil, political BS all around.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be challenged. It's and the two wrongs just don't make a right. Now, if he had said there's going to be a 45% tax,
right,
and that there's a legitimate purpose of it, but just that
boom,
extreme,
yes,
of 100%, and he might even still have issues there. He might still have issues there. Okay, so this is something that we're going to see it play out in the courts, and as you had said earlier, nothing gets through the courts quickly. I could see this being challenged if it even gets affected. Because remember, if you're Gavin Newsom or you're President Trump, you're all thinking about midterms. How does this influence the overall parties? And I got to tell you something. I think both sides don't really get it right. We're all in the middle at the end of the day. And I just want to bring up this quick point. Can you remember the late 90s? People used to have debates and they'd say, I can't tell if they're Democrat or Republican. Everybody was getting along pretty well, outside of maybe abortion and some really major issues. Economically, everything. Today, the lines are drawn.
Oh, yeah.
The lines are drawn so extreme.
Oh, yeah.
We need more moderate. We need more moderate. That's what the whole country is about.
Phil DeLucente, my man, we're staying on top of this. It's great insight, brother. We will wait and see, my man. Thanks, Phil.
All right. Thank you.
He's right. It's actually fascinating. 100% tax. That is Gavin Newsom giving Trump the finger, quite frankly.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
To Patrick's point, Scott McFarlane is not with CBS anymore. He's on his own. Just so you know. Play that Newsom clip again about this Trump crap. Listen, play it.
One thing that I think we're going to try to do with your support is tax 100%. Anyone from California that receives any of those funds, we want to tax 100% of those proceeds. And that's an action the state of California can take. It's an action we look forward to taking.
I love it. I think the whole damn thing is so ignorant to give money to these people that beat the hell out of cops, threatening to hang people and kill people and destroyed property in the Capitol. And first the idiots got pardoned, which is disgusting enough, and now they want to get money out of it. It's gross. It's sickening. But that ain't gonna fly. It just isn't. And here's the beauty of California, not to be a jerk, but as their tax situation is right now, anyone that gets that money, they'll lose about half of it right off the top to taxes right away. Just the truth. If you spent time in California or worked there, and I've worked there, I worked in Los Angeles on a show called The Crusaders, kind of a get Marty on scale at a national level. And have been there 8,000 times. It's insanely taxed. And it's why they're actually losing population. Because if you live there, it's magnificent there. What happens is you wake up there, because you hear all this stuff about fires and traffic and smog and cost. The average price of a home in LA is $850,000, all this stuff. And taxes are exorbitantly high, and they are, and transportation and everything is expensive. And then you live there and you wake up every single day and it's friggin' perfect. It's absolutely beautiful. And then you go to Manhattan Beach and you're like, damn, okay. Then you take your kids and you go to Malibu and you're like, damn, okay. And then you go south to San Diego, if you wish, in its paradise. It just is. And again, it's why everything's so expensive there, because housing costs are crazy. Everything is insanely expensive. But when you're there, whew, head up north to Carmel. Wow. Drive along the Pacific Coast Highway. And you understand why people love it there. It takes your breath away. It's just that beautiful. But when I lived there, everything was insanely expensive, and traffic was crazy, and taxes are crazy. And I got off track there, but Gavin Newsom represents a very, what would the word be, progressive thinking state that has suffered the consequences of that, because a lot of companies and folks have moved. I know a number of folks that moved to Austin, Texas from California. Why? Taxes. Don't buy into the rhetoric that I left California for politics. That's bull crap. When you're out there, unless you're following Gavin Newsom around or you're these ignorant rallies, you're going after ICE agents trying to make arrests, you are living the dream. Everything is beautiful. It's always beautiful. magnificent. But they moved from California, and they lost about 1 million population in the LA region, and about the same in San Francisco. When you leave California and move to Austin, Texas, you're getting a massive raise because they pay no state income tax. And housing's cheaper. And healthcare's cheaper. And life is cheaper. A significant number of Californians moved to Colorado. Why? Same thing. Taxes, housing costs. At the end of the day, right now, if you get that money from this Trump slush fund, anti-retaliation payments, you're paying 50% as it is. If they tack onto that, okay. But it will never be 100%. It's politics at its finest. Phil DeLucente made a great point. We are completely divided as a country. Completely. There's no one on the fence. There's left or right, no one in the center. And here we are. But that tax, 100% tax, will never be legal, ever, under any situation. I've been playing this greatest hits all day. I want to play it again. This is the guy that loves my show and called in and wanted you folks to hear this message he left for me. His name is Thomas Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, 814 area code, probably in Altoona. We're going to play it several times more today. Listen.
I just want to say, you f***ed up, dude. You're a moron. You have a really punchable face. I wish I was close enough to punch you, but I'm not. So, you'll go unpunched. But that jawline, oof, buddy. It's waiting for a cracking. Someone's going to do it. Not going to be me, but have fun with that.
I think he likes my jawline. It's kind of distinct. Trevin? Trevin, is that what he's trying to say? That I'm attractive to him? Trevin?
I'm not involved, man.
What do you mean, man?
No, you know what, man?
Patrick, isn't that what he's saying? He thinks I'm cute. Good for you, buddy.
Sounds like it.
It's not right, Patrick?
Just say, Thomas, I love you too.
I don't. He's a low IQ jagoff, but I think he's into me, big time into me. Oh, yeah.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm going to play this till you get tired of hearing it like a hit, but I want Pastor Hogan to hear this because he might have to pray for this guy. This guy was high or drunk or both, and he called here yesterday and threatened me. He's attracted to my jaw. Listen to this clip. We keep playing it because we love it. Listen, play the hits.
I just want to say you suck, dude. You're a moron. You have a really punchable face. Mm-hmm. I wish I was close enough to punch you, but no. I'm not.
Nope.
So, you'll go unpunched. But that jawline, oof, buddy. It's waiting for a crack, and someone's going to do it. Not going to be me, but have fun with that.
Look at my man, Patrick. You seen him shake his head?
I saw it.
My man.
Yep.
Pastor, can we say a little prayer for him before we get going, sir? Dear Lord, take this man and get him into rehab or jail, please. Please, Lord.
Wow. Yeah, Lord, help us all to grow up so no we kidding, can put all man. That childishness behind us.
Come on, Pastor. Hey, first of all, before I say anything about what we're getting into here, man, you and your wife, you know, I always see, and I say this, I was at a graduation party Saturday, and the young man who they're having the party for was so charming and kind and engaging. And I mean this. And Pastor, you know it's tough with teenagers, right? They don't give a damn. And this right. man, this man cared. And he talked to me and my wife, and he had that it factor. Kind, engaging, friendly, charming, conversational, didn't want to leave. And I saw his dad yesterday. He happens to run all the stations here. His name's Michael Spack, and his son graduated. We were at his house. And I said to him, and I'm going to say the same thing to you, what you've done and what your wife has done with your magnificent daughter is all about you as a father. And when you see her, folks, she's kind, engaging, charming, charismatic, energetic, enthusiastic, and positive as hell. And my man, of all the things you've done in your life that you think you jacked up, you did that right, my man. And congratulations. He sent me a photo this morning. She's graduating. Congratulations, brother. Really. Cool stuff.
Thank you very much. Praise God. You know, I'm extra excited that given that she could have looked like me or like her mother, I'm really thankful she looks like her mother.
I didn't want to say, but there's that. She's stunning, actually gorgeous. But guys like us who have done some stupid, ignorant things in our lives and either paid the price and learned from it, as you have, we hope that our kids don't make those same mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And we hope that they find the greatness in both of us, you and your wife, and manifest that into a great human being. And I'm seeing that with her. And you must see it too, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited. Whatever path she chooses to follow after university, I'm sure it's just going to be impactful.
That being said, this whole notion of, and I thought of you first yesterday because you're in the rocks and you minister and preach to these folks in the rocks and you save some and you lose others. And the lament of that school district is awful. Pastor, horrible test scores, horrible truancy, horrible dropout rates, horrible reading skills and math skills. Almost deplorable, yes, sir? Like frighteningly bad at times.
Yeah, very broken. Yes. Very, very broken.
And so the parents are up in arms because their kids aren't allowed to express themselves by wearing their own clothes. They're being forced to wear uniforms. I find that a little bizarre in a place where most of the kids have horrible truancy problems, horrible dropout rates, horrible test scores, that mommy and daddy would be worried about my kid wants to express himself or herself. Isn't that a little bit out of focus, sir?
It's way out of focus. One of the issues in the past was that when the kids could wear whatever they wanted to wear, some kids were getting beat up for their clothing, for their purse, for their shoes.
Yes.
And parents would not have money for their electric bill, but would buy $300 shoes for their kids because the kids feel like they have to compete to have a certain look or certain style. And when you have uniforms, you don't have any of that. It makes no sense to be up in arms about this at all.
In fact, sir, and I challenge anyone out there, the data shows that kids who wear uniforms are more focused. They get better test scores. There's less anxiety in competition. And, sir, fewer shootings. Yes, shootings. There are a significant number of shootings over tennis shoes and watches and jewelry and purses in schools. Yes, sir?
Oh, yeah. And you have to think about what does express myself mean? Because what is it that you're expressing? The chief of police told me maybe 5-6 years ago that the biggest issue that they were having at the high school was girls turning tricks in hidden spots in the school.
What?
And so yeah, seriously, that's what the chief of police told me. And so we have to change the culture to make it something worth expressing. We can't just be like, oh, my kid needs to express themselves when all they've learned in life has been such a difficult road. You can take a season and improve things, and then what they have to say has value to it. But right now, what are you fighting for? You're fighting for showing more skin and having vulgar t-shirts or what? Because it doesn't make any sense. If you can have the kids just focus on learning, if you can improve the school district, if you can make it so that you're not complaining about testing because testing reveals the problem, but you're excited about testing because it shows the improvement, then you're talking about a different atmosphere. But right now you're just fighting for the same old atmosphere.
Let me read you something that's going to make you depressed. Patrick, listen to this. Stowe rocks. Test scores. Proficiency rate. State average. In the district, Pastor, 6% of the students test proficient in math, sir. 16%, sir, in reading, pastor. Elementary school, 11% proficient in math. 20% proficient in reading. In a ranking of schools in America, of 17,000 schools, Stowe Rocks is ranked at 14,000 plus. Sir, clothing isn't the problem, is it, sir? And self-expression. Sir, those test scores are criminal. They're so low. Right?
They're horrific. And they're horrifying and should be an offense to anybody. But also, you know, every one of those kids is going to be handed a diploma and sent out into the world, even though 94% of them can't read. That's terrifying. You know, I coach these kids in baseball, and I love them, and I invest in them. But we have to, as we're working with the kids, teaching them fundamentals of baseball, talk to them about their language, talk to them about how they're perceiving something, talk to them about not fighting each other in the dugout while we're busy trying to coach the bases. And the whole situation is atrocious. And I wish that the leaders of both of the towns that make up Stowe Rocks would make better choices for the town, because you can't fix a lot of this until you improve the tax base. And right now, if you go up and down Broadway, which is the main street in Stowe, everything's for sale. Even the pawn shop went out of business. And so it's like, how do you fix this?
Hey, man. You know? There's more. The upper elementary school, 2% proficient in math, 10% in reading. The junior senior high school, 1% proficient in math. Pastor, that's criminal, sir. Someone should go to jail.
Yeah. And here's the surprising thing. Most of those teachers aren't bad teachers.
That's right.
What they're dealing with is they're a babysitting service, because when you have kids show up for kindergarten who know every cuss word but don't know how to tie their shoes and don't know their alphabet, you're already starting down in a hole. And when you're policing kids from beating each other all day long, from beating up teachers all day long, from boys trying to keep them from hanging all over the girls all day long, you know, the issue is that the teachers aren't terrible. The circumstances that they're in are terrible.
Wow.
And we have to improve from the ground up. And that's why it breaks my heart to hear parents worried about dress code, because fix what you're handing off to the school so that the kids have a better shot.
Hey, at the last Keystone exams, 1% proficient in math in high school, 4% proficient in biology, 12% proficient in science, 14% in literature, and 16% in English. And they're worried about being able to wear fancy clothes and $300 tennis shoes.
Right. And if the school would say, you know what, if you can't read, you're not graduating,
right,
that would start to increase the pressure. But I think I told you before, I know somebody who didn't go their entire senior year and quit halfway through their junior year, and they handed her a diploma that said she graduated from high school. And as long as that's your attitude, that everybody gets a diploma because this is how we get paid, there's no incentive to fix it for the parents. You know, while they got their certification, they can get some menial job somewhere.
Yeah. Pastor Hogan, truth to power, sir. Thank you.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
Man. I get depressed when I hear those test scores. 1% proficient in math, and these parents are screaming because their kids need to buy their own clothes and stand up and be more expressive. Listen to this. So we went through the rates of proficiency in math, 1%, 2%, 4%. Still Rocks has one of the highest truancy rates in the state. Wow. 75% of the students in the highest need buildings miss more than 10% of the school year. Wow. Stowe Rocks Junior Senior High School. Only 27%, Patrick, maintain regular attendance.
Woo! 27%?
27%.
Oh, my God.
Stowe Rocks Primary Center, only 33% maintain regular attendance. That means 66% are absent, sir. Ah! Stowe Rocks Middle School, only 44% maintain regular attendance. My God. This is not the America we signed up for. This is not the America that these students deserve. I have to review this stuff for you folks. And so this narrative in the context of the parents are yelling because their kids aren't allowed to buy their own clothes. They're standing up against this. They're revolting against having to wear uniforms. It's almost impossible for a school to have 1% proficiency in math. But that's the junior, senior high school at Stowe Rocks. Folks, if you have 100 kids in the classroom, 99 of them can't do simple math. That's abject failure. Wow. 15% proficient in reading. Let me be a jerk here. They can't get into CCAC for anything. They can't get into a trade school. If 99% of the kids are not proficient in math, which this says they're not, 1% proficient in algebra. That's the low-level math. We're not even into calculus or statistics. They can't learn a trade. They cannot pass the test to go into the army. They can't. They can't pass the test to be a cop. No. No. They cannot count change at a grocery store or a big box store. And the parents are screaming and yelling that their kids are being ordered to wear uniforms. In this narrative you've heard in the last week or so about parents up in arms because their kids have to wear uniforms at these schools, has anyone mentioned the test scores? Nah. The dropout rate? Nah. Not one person? Nah. There is no race to the bottom here. They are at the bottom. There is no way in hell the good people of Stowe Rocks should be paying taxes for that sort of abysmal education. There's no way in hell that's acceptable. Under any circumstance, at any level, there is no argument to suggest this is okay. In the entire system, 6% test proficient in math. And as I mentioned in the last hour, of 18,000 high schools roughly in America that they rank, U.S. News and World Report has Stowe Rocks in the 14,000 plus category. It's that bad. Oh, it makes you sad. It just makes me sad. Scary stuff.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement? And getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.
Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.